Brett Hollander. We're back here on WBAL with a couple of Harlem Globetrotters. We have Bull Bullard and Sweet J, the 12th ever female to be a part of the team with us both in studio. Shows coming up at 2 and 7 p.m. on Saturday, December 28th. Great last-minute holiday gift idea to sneak that in there.
Mm-hmm. Stocking stuffer, as we like to call it.
Stocking stuffer. And it is one of those wonderful experiences if you've never been a part of it. Maybe you were once upon a time, you want to take your kids there for the first time. It's really cool stuff. When you start with the tryout experience or the recruitment and then you're drafted, as it says, do you go through the litany of tricks and fun plays that Globetrotters are known for? Is there a litmus test there you have to pass?
Well it's just like an interview process. Whenever we're out there, I'll give you my my experience. For example, I went out and I caught a couple of dunks, caught a couple of amazing passes, showed them what I had with the ball handling, things like that. I could spin the ball when I came in, but it doesn't equal up to what I know now over the past 6 years.
So they teach you a lot of that.
Yeah, you just sit back and watch the older guys do what they do, and that's how you're going to learn. You pull an older guy to the side and say, hey, can you teach me this? And he's going to show you the ropes of how to be a Harlem Globetrotter. So I've been around for 6 years, been in 51 countries, and I'm learning stuff till this day.
Really?
Yeah, I'm learning stuff till this day. Even from the younger class. So everybody brings something different to the table.
I'm a rookie, so my tryout process, I came in and they were like, hey, just shoot the ball. What do you got? What kind of skills do you have? And so I shot. Apparently, I couldn't miss after 15 shots. So they're like, whoa, we could use you definitely. So, again, people like Bull, some of the veterans that we have, they pull me to the side. They're, hey, you've got to work on this, got to work on this. So I think 50% you do tricks, 50% you're, you know, working on your ball handling, working on your actual game. So
is ball handling the thing that really separates Globetrotters as something that's totally different?
No, I think all in all, everything separates the Globetrotters from everything else because we are who we are. I mean, name an organization that you know that's been around for 88 consecutive years in a positive light, and we've been liked in every country that we went to. We went to 122 countries, you know, and we played in front of a lot of people, a lot of big dignitaries and everything like that. So, I mean, it's amazing. Like, I get breath. Like, I lose breath sometimes even talking about it, just to know the history and things like that.
Interesting. How's your spinning ability, Sweet Jay?
My spinning ability, how would you rate it, Bull?
I give her a 10. I give her a 10.
10 out of 10 or 10 out of 100?
I'll give her 100 out of 100 then.
How you like that?
Wow.
Okay, man, it's practice, man.
Are you walking around the house making cereal and
You know, you go through your trials and errors, spilled some cereal here and there, knocked over a vase one time, but, you know, I'm never going to know how to do it if I don't keep on practicing, so.
Amazing.
Now, 10 for 10.
We are with Sweet Jay and also Bull Bullard here in studio, again, December 28th, 2 and 7 p.m., as we get ready for the Harlem Globetrotters to come to Baltimore Arena. And take me through your schedule. After the holidays are over, you're coming here. What is it like to be on the road? And how often do you get off and to go home? Do you remember even where home is sometimes?
Yeah. Well, you're always going to remember where home is, but it's very demanding. I mean, that's why we have 30 players. You know, we split it to three units. One does the East Coast and one does the West Coast, and we have another spinoff unit. And it's very demanding. We're on the road for 4 months out the year, starting the USA Tour. And then after that, we get a couple weeks off, and then we may head overseas to an international tour. And then we may come back for a couple weeks and then go to another international tour. And then we're doing summer skills clinics, and we're doing a lot of stuff, man. But we're in high demand, you know.
That's a good thing.
It's good to be busy.
Yeah, and that's the reason why we stay busy as players. Mm-hmm. You know, we're here with you today talking about this game, and we have to turn around and play next week. You know,
exactly.
Yep. Sweet Jay, this is your first season. How are you handling the rigors of the schedule?
Well, you know, sometimes we travel and then we go right off of traveling into a game. But again, when I run through those doors and I see those kids and the energy that they bring and the families, it gives me energy, you know. I was just telling some, I love my job. How many people can say that they love what they do? I mean, not a lot of people. So just being home, you know, we're, like you said, we're never going to forget where home is. When you're home for a couple weeks, you know, you're ready to get back into gear and getting ready to go back. And we do a lot of community outreach. We do just our games. We do clinics, camps. So, I mean, it's all part of being a positive role model.
Amazing, amazing stuff. What's it like when a rookie comes in and onto the team?
I mean, regular stuff, hazing. I'm just kidding. We don't haze. We teach them the ropes. That's what we do. We bring them in with open arms. And so we tell them that you got to have tough skin out there, teach them the ropes, and have fun with them. You know, mm-hmm. We can't beat them down. We can't put them in a negative situation because everything that we do is positive. So mm-hmm. whenever we do bring them in, we try to teach them the ropes and show them how it goes. And so hopefully they're receptive.
But what is your signature move?
I do a lot. I'm crazy, man.
He's versatile.
I do so much. Name it, I do it.
When I grow up, I want to be like cool.
Who's the longest tenured player on the team right now?
Who's the longest player on the team? Flight Time. Flight Time's been on the team for 14 years.
Wow.
14 years.
Are you getting up there with six years of service?
6 years? I don't know yet. I got a ways to go. I got a lot to learn. So I'm still young. You know, I still get googly eyed when I see some of the players now. You know, we have our pistachio commercials that I see on TV. Like, oh, that's us. Get the butterflies in the stomach. You know? Or I see a Globetrotter commercial. Like, that is really me. Like, I'm a part of that. You know, so it's good to be a part of something that's great.
Sweet Jay, you went to Texas State University, graduated in 2008. What was your collegiate experience like? Were you a star at Texas State?
I guess I was the woman on campus. You know, yeah, man on campus. I was the woman on campus. No, I had a great time at Texas State. My senior year, we set a couple records. Again, I was on the ESPN 3-point shootout, so that was something cool for our school. And now currently they're doing great things, and I try to stay in the loop with them at Texas State University. We were both in the Southland Conference, so that's pretty neat. And they're all very proud of what I'm doing now. So.
Very cool.
And we always beat them.
And, Bull, you tried out for the Jets?
Yeah, New York Jets, 2008. I was in the rookie camp with the New York Jets. Never played football before in my life. Don't know how I got the call, but it was a blessing and an honor to go down there and work with those guys. I was there for 3 days, and I had the best time of my life. I learned a lot. I know, and after that, the Harlem Globetrotters called me, and here I am today.
Well, it's interesting because you're kind of maybe the model for the new look tight end in the NFL, where they're grabbing college basketball players.
I heard about that.
Mm-hmm. And they were ahead of their time trying to, you know, find the next Tony Gonzalez, Jimmy Graham, people like that.
Antonio Gates,
because of size and leaping ability, and ability down the field to really essentially box out, block out, get open, use long arms. It's a big advantage. Well, the Harlem Globetrotters are again coming to Baltimore, the arena downtown, Saturday, December 28th, 2 and 7 p.m. are the shows. A great last-minute gift option. Always a pleasure to talk to any Harlem Globetrotter, 88 years and still going strong. Bull Bullard and Sweet Jay. Guys, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you guys
for having us.
Awesome stuff. We'll come back with much more here on BS.